States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and his special guest, direct from Hollywood, Bill Goodwin. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte saying hello for the transcribed feature Guest Star, a quarter-hour savings bonds show presented by this station as a public service. It serves as a pleasant reminder that the best way to build a financial reserve against future emergencies is through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. Here's the first big number on our show, Solitude, played by the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Harry Sosnick. Thank you, Harry Sutton. And now we switch to Hollywood for our special guest. Supported by an all-star cast, he plays the lead in Sideshow Romeo, written by Harry Lawrence, especially for his appearance on this program. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Goodwin.
Of course you went to the circus when it came to town. Well, when you passed the sideshow with its fantastic banners, no doubt you heard Steve Harris, the sideshow talker.
Hurry, 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 hurry. There's still time to see everything before the big show. The Indigo Man, the Fire Eater, Pinto the Pinhead Boy. They live, they breathe, they're real. Only 25 cents a quarter of a dollar to see everything. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
And you may have noticed a little blonde standing by the platform waiting for Steve to finish his ballyhoo. That would be Tanya Tamara of the Flying Tamaras, a star trapeze performer and a honey of a girl.
This way, folks. Right this way for the sideshow. See the human curiosity.
Hello, Tanya. How are you, kid?
Hello, Steve. Packing them in?
Well, for a short grind, we're doing pretty good. Say, Tanya, how about having dinner in town tonight after the show, huh?
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Time to see everything before the big show.
Well, I don't know, Steve. You ought to save your money. I keep telling you, you'll never amount to anything until you have money in the bank.
Honey, I got a big surprise for you. It's colossal. It's terrific. It's... Well, let me tell you, dinner tonight. Will you meet me here after the performance?
No, I shouldn't. I've about lost faith in you, Steve. All right, I'll be here.
Wonderful.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Only 25 cents a quart of a dollar to see everything.
Hey. Hey, kid, what's the idea? What are you doing in my dressing room?
I ain't doing anything, mister.
The sideshow's out front. Back here is where we live.
I know. I was trying to hide. You see, I want to go with the circus.
Oh, town boy, huh? You want to join the circus?
Yes, sir. I've got to earn a lot of money to help Grandma.
Well, kid, you picked a tough way to earn money. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Yeah? Come on now. How old are you?
Well, I'm 14, almost.
That's more like it. What's your name?
Joe. Joe Wilson.
Glad to know you, Joe. I'm Steve Harris.
Howdy.
So you want to help your grandma, huh?
I just gotta help her. See, I haven't got any parents. All I've got is Grandma. All she's got is me.
Well, if that's so, why do you want to join the circus?
Because circus people make a lot of money. You see, if Grandma had $200, she could buy that little hamburger stand on Main Street.
That little green stand by the fire station?
Yeah, that's the one.
I had a hamburger there this morning before the cook tent opened. It was all right.
Sure. Grandma makes swell hamburgers.
Was that your grandma, the lady in the blue polka dot apron?
That's her. Grandma works there. The man who owns it wants to sell out, and Grandma's got a little money, but she needs $200 more.
You know, Joe, your grandma reminded me of the grandma I used to have. Look, kid, don't run away with the circus. Stay with Grandma and make a circus out of that hamburger stand.
What do you mean?
Well, you could... I got it. Call your hamburger stand the Sideshow. Put some Sideshow banners out in front. See the giant hamburger. See the tattooed mustard pot. Signs like that. And Joe, you be the talker, the barker, see? You front the banners and do your ballyhoo. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get them while they're hot. The largest hamburger in captivity. Hey, step right up, ladies and gents. Only 25 cents a fraction of a dollar, and you get everything.
Gee, that's a swell idea, but we couldn't do it unless Grandma could buy the stand.
Well, maybe she can. Look, a girl I know keeps telling me to save my dough. She doesn't know it, but I've been saving it. You see this roll? $205.
Wow.
I was going to tell her about it tonight. Show her I'm a solid character. Maybe ask her to marry me, but... Joe, Tanya's a great star. Too nice a kid to be tied down to an old carny man like me. Although I'm pretty good at my racket. I can turn him on the come in and turn him on the come out.
What's that?
That's sideshow slang. When you turn him on the come in, you catch the suckers, the people as they come into the big top, and you turn them into the sideshow.
Oh, say, I could do that at the hamburger stand. There's a picture show in the middle of the block, and I could turn them in and on the come out, too.
Kid, you're learning this business too fast. Get out of here before you grab my job. Come on, let's go talk to Grandma.
All right, Steve, I'm ready to go, and am I hungry? Let's go to the best restaurant in town.
Tanya, I just made a little deal, and I'm a trifle short tonight. How would a couple of hamburgers do?
Oh, Steve, you're broke again. You're always broke. You'll never change. You'll always be just a sideshow barker.
Well, maybe you're right, kid.
Pete Westwood wanted to take me to dinner, and I guess I better go with him.
Okay, Tanya. Well, have fun.
I'm sorry, Steve. You had your chance. Oh, Pete! Wait a minute!
Yes, the next time you go to a circus, you'll find Steve Harris still spieling away on the sideshow platform. There seems to be a bit of sadness in his voice, which makes him more effective than ever. Just watch him turn him on the come-in.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Only 25 cents a quart of a dollar to see everything. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
here's our star for a curtain speech, Bill Goodwin.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Time's passing. Start now and protect your future. Buy Barnes, Uncle Sam's Savings Bonds. There's nothing like them for safety and profit. Buy them now. Buy them regularly. Give yourself a future of security and happiness.
Even in sideshow lingo, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And it is good, believe me. There's no finer, safer way to build yourself a nest egg than through the regular, systematic purchase of United States Savings Bonds. I'm a savings bonds buyer myself, and I recommend them to you as the best possible way to save for a home of your own, an education for your children, or for any other dream that you'd like to change into reality. Start buying savings bonds today. Goodbye, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Bill Goodwin. And now, friends, another fine tune from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, Broadway Rhythm. Guest Star, a transcribed feature program for United States Savings Bonds, presented by this station each week at this time as a public service. Today's guest was the star of radio and motion pictures, Bill Goodwin, to whom we say thanks for a swell performance. Next week, we'll have another famous guest on hand and more great music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Meanwhile, this is John Conte reminding you that savings bonds are the best way to build yourself a secure future. Buy them through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you are self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank.